It's been obviously a pretty historic type time since last Thursday afternoon. As we stand right now, I guess let's just talk about the Wheeler Ridge area. How cleaned up are we? What are some numbers as far as the cleanup over there?
Yeah, Scott. Right now, as of yesterday afternoon, we're pretty clean with all the debris and all that's been put out. Obviously, as we pick stuff up and give space in the front of the homes, we have residents that are moving stuff out as they have time to the back. We used to have volunteers in the area. I think the Bryan Firefighters Association has folks in their area helping out. And as between Saturday, Monday, and Tuesday, that didn't include what we moved yesterday, we've moved 690 tons of material to the landfill. And we want to thank Mayor Barry and the College Station City Council and City Manager Kelly Templin and the College Station staff that came to help us move that material on Saturday. They sent five trucks, five of their solid waste guys over to help us move that. And Charlie Mancuso with Brazos Valley Recycling sent four trucks and four drivers that helped move material. And Saturday was a big day. On that day alone, we moved 411 tons of material on Saturday.
Wow. And again, obviously, that's just the beginning. That stuff's going to have to be disposed of and moved through, so it's good that those folks were there to help you. So, obviously, historically, you've never dealt with anything like this?
No, we've had some storms that, you know, knocked some trees down, but nothing that damaged homes and, you know, as wide a spread areas in this. And then on top of that, we had all the water and the flooding that kind of hampered recovery efforts of getting people in there. We had staff that was wading through waist-deep water to get in and clear the trees after the tornado came through. So there was a lot of water in the area and still making efforts to move material with the mud and everything else from the back of homes. It was fairly difficult to do that.
Jason Barthnick joined us this morning from the City of Bryan. So obviously the idea of management and government is to prepare for worst-case scenarios on days when the weather isn't so bad. So I know y'all will sit down and have assessments when this is over, but here we are a week later. Are there things that Bryan needs to work toward in the future to try to minimize when we have these, I don't know, once a decade or once every two decade type disasters?
Well, I think, you know, we were fortunate in that this tornado wasn't wider than some of the ones you see up in Oklahoma and other places. And one of the things that we've discussed is, you know, we'll need bigger trucks if we have a bigger event to move more material quicker. Just because of the haul distance and all, we'll need bigger trucks than what we're currently using. And, you know, we kind of deal on a regular basis, on a daily basis, just putting out small fires with people calling in, hey, you missed this, you did this. But staff did a great job. The number of trucks that we had, somewhat fortunate in that we have one of the larger brush and bulky fleets in the state of Texas. And so we had actually the equipment that would pick it up and move it into larger trucks. We had a lot of those available at our disposal that we already own. And our staff did a great job. They had a great attitude. We met early on Saturday and went to work. And then on Monday on the holiday, met, went to work. And we had no injuries. With all the folks that were walking around and driving around, people that were coming into the area just to look, see what was going on, not necessarily there to help, but just onlookers. On those narrow streets that we had and the small cul-de-sacs with all the debris we had, the staff did a great job by not having any injuries or incidents and looking out for the people that normally aren't around that type of equipment and what we were doing.
And we're hearing thunder as we talk, so it looks like it's going to be another problematic weekend. The city itself actually was a victim because of this. I think when you and I spoke last Friday morning, I mean, there had been a facility that had basically flooded that you couldn't get back online until you got the water out of there.
Yeah, we had our Steel Creek wastewater plant over off of Highway 21 basically got flooded. It had a berm that water came over the berm and flooded out, and we had our chlorine cylinders that were floating. Staff was basically swimming to make sure those were secured. And College Station, again, kudos to them. They offered to provide pumps and things to help us get that water out. But staff worked through the night, and the next morning by around 6:30 or so, we had that plant back online, and it was processing wastewater again.
Are there going to have to be some retrofits now at that particular facility in view of what's happened?
Now, there's one area around the site that looks like after some recent construction that we've done that the berm there may have been left a little low, so we'll need to do some things there to make sure it's back to where it needs to be to prevent that water from coming in.
Okay. Anything else we need to share with people as we apparently prepare for another weekend of rain?
Would want to mention that as water rises over the roads, I saw several trucks and other vehicles that had been washed off the road, and a large number of calls to the 911 and to our emergency responders were for people that had driven into water and sinking vehicles. It puts a burden on first responders where they need to respond to get you out of out of trouble where you've driven yourself into that. So, have we mentioned turn around, don't drown, don't drive into deep water. If you see water over the road, it's better just to wait. You know, usually as it quits raining, the water will go down fairly fast. And if you don't get yourself into trouble, that doesn't put our first responders at risk of trying to get you out, and they can focus on some other areas that may actually need it.
Sure, sure.
As it relates to last week's storm, we asked the residents that need to pull permits where you have damage to homes to come to the city, make sure your contractor gets the permits. We're not charging for those permits, but we do want you to pull a permit so we can do the inspections. We have staff out that's doing damage assessments. We're not coming into homes, but we are driving by to see who's put out carpet and things like that. We're looking to see who's actually had flood damage. If you've had flood damage, we ask that you go to our website, bryantx.gov, enter in information. If you don't have access to the internet, that's fine. You can call 209-5900. It's our Public Works call center. We have some fine staff there that are waiting to take your call that will take the information and get it where it needs to go.
Barring any unforeseen problems that we have this weekend, Brush and Bulky will be back citywide next week.
We'll be back to our normal schedule starting next week. We've moved still in Wheeler Ridge, but we've gone over to Pecan Ridge over in there where they've had, like, I think 35 homes that had water in it. So We're picking up the material where we know there were some victims that had floods and moved a lot of their carpet and flooring and other things out by the street.
Finally, let's shift gears for just a minute. Blinn College has announced that they are not going to fulfill, or they're not going to continue with their idea to do construction right near the Health Science Center. They're going to move out to the Rellis campus. Tell me how that impacts city services that Brian may have provided, or how it makes y'all's world different.
Yeah, on the utility side, we pretty much had utilities to the site already. As far as the platting process and getting the site ready for Blinn, they had turned in some construction drawings for some waterline infrastructure along 2018. And had pretty much gotten all that waterline in, and so we've asked them to make sure that that gets tested and we get that in service to the point of where it is now. And then, there wasn't much road work done there on Leonard Road, and we hadn't started designing a bridge for an interchange there to accommodate the campus. So I think as far as the city's concerned and what we're planning to do, I think we're pretty good. Most of that expense was Blinn's that we got some infrastructure out of it.
Well, likewise, then let's move up the road there, too, across from the old Bryan Air Base that Texas Transportation Institute test area, however you want to call it, the new Rellis campus. What does Bryan need to look for as far as planning services for kind of repurposing that land over there?
Yeah, so we've had some talks with folks from Texas A&M. We've had some talks on the electric side, BTU, as far as getting what infrastructure is there to get power to that new campus and for planning for future there. We've also had some talks on the water and wastewater side. We've got new Thompson's Creek wastewater plant that was kind of planned to provide service to that side of town and to take some infrastructure to get up there to there. Fortunately, A&M campus now has a plant on site that could probably take care of the first few phases, but down the road we may need to get it to our new plant. And then the water side, we're in the planning stage already of running some large water lines up Highway 47. And we can look at adding some capacity into that planned infrastructure already and increasing the waterline size to accommodate that new campus if we need to.
Well, so you really end up being in a situation that College Station has been struggling with. When A&M decides it wants to grow within an area that is adjacent to city limits, there are some expenses that are involved there, and we're talking about this, and you're trying to plan for the future. But safe to say that the city of Bryan is going to certainly have some expenses involved in this?
Well, I haven't... don't know exactly to what extent those expenses may be. I haven't been directly in the talks with A&M or those folks as far as what, who would be paying for what. As far as the water line goes, that was expense that we had already taken over some CCN area from OSR, and we need to get our water line infrastructure up into that area to be able to service those customers with our own water. And so that's a planned expense as far as the design and all that we were already going to have for us. And so increasing any water line for them, maybe a shared expense where A&M might want to participate or maybe Blinn now. I don't know what that arrangement is.
But. Okay. Anything else we need to talk about this morning?
No, I just want to, again, thank everybody and thank the residents and appreciate the community coming out and help. There were folks from City of College Station, just the residents of College Station that came over and helped, just not onlookers, but coming over and actually helping us drag material out from behind houses. And appreciate the community coming together to be able to get this material moved out, and so those folks in Wheeler Ridge can focus on their homes and try to get things back to as much normal as possible, and still be scars with the trees and all that are left there, but trying to get everything back to normal where we can move on.
That's it. All right. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. That's Jason Barfnick from the City of Bryan. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.